attractive to Benny and to Frank, and then Sonja. Is there any other issue that the member would like to raise concerning this agenda? There's none. Okay, can you go into the matter then? I remember, as you remember, that he, when he started the committee, he was a proposal that in order for this committee to go forward and also to have an insight of the amount of projects we have to do and what we're supposed to do, we rather take a study tour to Venice and also to France, the EU, and look how to make move there. They are working for us to consult with you or the continuing process. Now, as we all know, that the Honorable Member Mario Ambrosini volunteered to chart the way for us, to open the gate for us. He did that, and ultimately, he was supposed to help us with the fundraise. Now, all everything didn't happen, but we managed to ultimately to have this trip. To first in Venice and second day to France to prospect. I must say it has been now behind the scenes, it's been a long struggle until we finally got approval only last week. Actually, only this week, on Monday, that we formally were informed that we can go. Now, because of the agency and the time that is left for us to prepare to go to undertake this trip, we decided to call it an urgent meeting so that we can finalize the delegation that is going there and to confirm the date and places and so forth. And without any waste of time, I think the honourable members, you are aware, let's start the delegation. That we are moving towards the budget review process, and that's like the budget review report and the recommendations report that is supposed to be tabled at the end of October. Now the part that be in the National Assembly and also the NCOP, they said that whoever goes to the street must not be involved or must not be part of the people who will be in the budget review process or who have legislative before them or committees that have legislated before them. And as we have gone through the list and checked the members, we found that most of the members that are here are not part of that process, with the exception of the two chairpersons of finance and appropriations, the Honorable Chani and Honorable KDA of Future, they will be starting the process in October of budget review, report, and formulation. Now, as a result, they were disqualified from start by the office bearers, so that they cannot go. And also, people on the legislation before them, Honorable Nimule Fati, we put our foot down that he is a valuable member also of this committee, so we'd like to have him involved. Until the officer, they agreed to the number, or rather, to those that it go. Because the whole committee was supposed to go, no, all 22, but when they see that it's 22 members in the committee, then there was the problem that suddenly they promised, and then it came down until to 15. So they have agreed that 15 members came from. And those 15 members is that we sat down and come up with a list of those that they don't have legislation before them.
They don't have legislation before them. Sorry, I forgot all these technicalities. And also, they're not part of the BRRT. I mean, the BRRR, with the exception of Honorable Nube. and run to. As I said, we decided to put our foot down that we'll take them with us because we need them in the committee. They are also form part of the core of this committee because they are participating in this committee. If you take them out, then the committee will be depleted from the NCOA side. Now, honourable members, that's the list of members that will be on this delegation. Can I hear your views on the delegation first? The whole delegation.
Yeah, Chairperson, Honorable Chairperson, maybe why don't you explain in terms of first and second groups?
Yes.
Thank you. Maybe you told us that it's only one chairperson who's not going to. You said there are two, but to mention one. Who's the second chairperson?
Oh, I said there are two chairpersons, Honorable Charlie and Honorable De Pierre. Charlie is his name, Charles De Pierre is his name. Charlie. See, the names and surnames are almost the same.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Charles De Pierre. Yeah, it's Edwin, or let me say Edwin Charlie. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so those are the two chairpersons. Honorable Massey, as you, there are two legs, or it's a two-faced trip. There's first the trip to the Venice Commission. Now, according to the Venice Commission, we are only given accommodation or space for five people because the Venice Commission will be sitting on the 15th and 16th. So the first delegation that will be consisting of five people. It will have to leave on the 13th so that it arrives in Italy on the 14th and they attend the plenary of the commission on the 15th and 16th. Now that will be a delegation of five people. Now why five people? It's because that the Venice Commission can only accommodate five people that will participate in the plenary. Not that they all participate. There'll be only two people that will sit, according to the explanation, that will sit in the plenary. The other two, they'll be sitting in the gallery, so to speak, and observe. So there'll be only two people that will be participating in the plenary of the Venice Commission. So those five people, they'll have to leave on the 13th. And then they will join. Rather, they'll be joined by the whole commission, by the whole committee, on Sunday, I think 15th and 17th, in Strasbourg, of which the rest of the committee, the 10 other people, they will be leaving for Strasbourg, but will be arriving in Strasbourg on the 17th, if I'm not mistaken. So that's the two part of it. Now, the first five people that will be leaving for Venice Commission, it will be the two chairpersons, co-chairpersons, that Advocate Olumisa and myself. And then we'll be also taking along three other committee members, of which we sat down as the Nomination Committee, and we came up with the name of Honorable Sosibo, as the whip of the committee, Honorable Dean Smart from the DA, and Honorable Mario Ambrosini. Those are the five. And then the rest of the committee will then be joining us in Strasbourg. That's the two-phase of two part of it. Welcome, Honorable Schmidt, and what enough.
Thank you.
Okay, can I hear your comment, input, whatever? I remember.
Definitely, I think it's important to mention what happened to Comrade Associate Masfuta, because he's involved in, as much as he's the chairperson of the SCOWAC, but his name was just taken out of the list because he's involved in rules. That's what they said. So that when things, maybe there is a communication when he wants to find out why his name was not there, that must be communicated that they said he's involved in rules. That's why his name must not be here.
Well, in the Rules Committee. Anarumwati?
Yeah, you caught me unawares with this one. I don't know. No problem with this. No problem. Except that I have to change my own program.
Honourable, yeah. Chairperson, I do not know, you know, what's the criteria for the NCOP, so it's difficult for me to comment on that, but I do not see Honourable Bloom's name on this list, and I don't know, you know, if he should be or should not be on the list. I can just inquire maybe what he can give the indication.
No, I didn't have any part of the list.
Yeah, according to the committee section, because see, that's another issue that has been pending, what's the composition of the NCOP when you're going out of or visiting outside countries. The committee section, they called me on Monday to say, surely they called me on Friday last week, you know, there's no formula in the NCOP. It only exists in the NA. In the NCOP, we have to take it just into consideration provinces, attendance of members in the committees, and the political parties, presentation of political parties. Those are the three criteria that we will have to use. Now, in this list in the NCOP, we looked at attendance and also representation of political parties. That's what we did. That's how we come up with the list. Office. That's why Honorable Bloom's name is not there. If you can look through Honorable Swartz from the NA, we also insisted that we need Honorable Swartz on the list because we wanted as many parties as possible. Honourable Schmidt?
Mr. Chair, I have no problem. It's fine with me.
Any other comment? Honourable Lamusini, you're quiet today.
I came here only with the mission of bringing the apology of Honourable Matt and Honourable Schwartz, who are in the private information bill. And Honourable Schwartz, as I came here, asked me to really, really plead for him to be included in the delegation. But as I see him in the list, I don't have anything to do because he's included. Since you gave me the opportunity, I just wanted to reiterate my humble suggestion at the last meeting. We are going to be meeting some of the best constitutional minds in the world, and they're going to ask us questions about our own processes. It would be advantageous if we had an opportunity to discuss as colleagues about the Constitution, where we see the point of strength, the point of weaknesses, form at least a basis of dialogue and the basis for our review of the Constitution, our review in the Constitution, and perhaps we can take a day or two to do that before we go there.
Thanks, Honourable Co-Chairperson. I think I want to concur with Honourable Amorosini to say, to discuss about the purpose of us going there and maybe have something written, and also what, yeah, in terms of what is it that we want to pick up that side. And as we share in the study talk, then what is the South African practice and operations, so that all of us are on par, and we can then all of us be able to pick it up. So, for instance, you have the first leg of the visit. So it should be separated in terms of what is it that you want to learn from Venice, and what is it that you want to learn from Strasbourg. And then that be circulated, and then we have that discussion. It may not be 2 days because of not enough time to do. But maybe as we arrive that other side, just the coordination of that meeting. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, honourable members. Surely we have to do that. Mr. CEO.
Thank you. I think you were just about to cover me, because I was going to say, I was going to remind the committee that he once suggested, Mr. Honourable Anderson once suggested, that at least we must have a full day of our workshop. Then I think maybe, even if it's not today, but we have to meet full day. I don't know, because we are close and others are going to change it, but we have to look for a day.
Okay, I was about to say that surely we need to meet before we leave for Venice, mm-hmm. Even the first leg, so that we are all, as Honourable Mube said, you are on par, and we exactly know, as Honourable Amorosini said, what do we need to do, and what are we visiting there for. I think then we should task our researcher to have a short brief note on all the places or people are going to meet, the background, and also our aim of the visit, that it covers all the people are going to meet. So that when we go there, we know exactly what we're looking for and what we want to achieve out of this visit, each and every meeting that you're going to have overseas, or each and every institution we're going to, or people are going to meet, we should get the maximum benefit from it. So that it prepares the type of notes, and we go there prepared. I request the committee section so that they look at a suitable date before we leave, that we have at least a 1 day's workshop that is focused also on our constitution, to see now where can we think we see the weaknesses, we think the strong points, as Honourable Amorosini suggested, that we go there prepared. Any other issue on the members?
Thanks, Honourable Co-Chairperson. We are opening on the 8th. 12th. Well, we open on the 12th. Okay. Can I then propose that it is not possible then to meet here unless we come when we are on recess? That's one option. Another option is that we have all those preparations. Wow. Okay, we won't know in terms of yours. Yeah, I think the only option is to come up with a day was to that after next week, because ANC next week is engaged. So after next week we have 1 day, we come here, but then let's propose and not just say the office must, because we know our diaries, one may not be available if we leave it to the office. Thank you.
Can I just get commitment from members that if we convene during recess, all members will come in and to the workshop? you can get that commitment.
The key person gets definitely commitment to come, but the last week of September, let's call it that, I'm not available in that week, but I'm available any time from, say, the 4th of October onwards.
Honorable Kenyane and Honorable Difat.
Thank you, Chairperson. I was going to propose that we, most of us, I'm sure we are coming back on Monday the 11th. How will it be if we have that workshop on the 12th before the first group departs? Because I think we'll all be here. Before we depart, then we have the workshop on the 12th, and then the first group can leave on the 13th. And then the others will follow. But would they have been together? Thank you, Chairperson.
And I already had it noted.
Thank you, Chairperson. She spoke what I wanted to say. I was going to suggest the Tuesday, the 12th.
Okay, and around proceed.
Mr. Chairman, we are quite an extraordinary group of people here, in that we all have other committees. Some people chair committees. So we do not know yet what will happen on the 12th, and I suspect that the 12th is going to be a committee day. So if we use recess time, then we know that we all can do it as far as parliamentary commitments are concerned. And I know it's burdensome. We all have other commitments. I would suggest doing it during recess.
Honorable Smith?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I'm in a JEC meeting from the 4th of October to the 15th, so there's no way I can go. But I will be very upset if this committee goes. It cannot even get together for a study group meeting, comes back, and hopefully there will be a full report of what transpired at that overseas meeting. I cannot go whether I want to go or not. I cannot. But so.
Okay, I've got commitment from members that even during recess you can come. So can I make a ruling? Oh, if I make a ruling, can I check to the stalwart, Honorable Wati?
Yeah, Chair, we talk about committees and constituency time, but when we start departing on the 13th, we forget all about that. So we've got to put in apologies in any case. As my colleague said, Ellen, the first group departs on the 13th. Why don't we come back Sunday the 10th and spend that constituency day on Monday the 11th when there's no committee?
Yeah.
And we should actually on that day be on our way back to Cape Town.
Yeah.
Why don't we come back just one night earlier and use the whole Monday? Then there's nobody that can have an excuse.
Okay, thank you, Lord. Then the 12th then that will come on the 12th. Oh, no. We will have him on the workshop on the 12th. Monday the 11th, sorry. On Monday the 11th, we have a workshop. So members can travel either on the 11th in the morning, so they're on time, or on the 10th in the evening. Okay. On the members, can we then move over to any other issue? None. Okay, thank you, honorable members. I think you have a good recess, going red, but do some reading. Oh, Honorable Nguyen.
The logistics, the forms, and the official passports. We can't live without them.
Okay, members, there's a form that you have to fill for a visa. I was told by the secretary that we don't need visas, but honorable, our assistant says we need a visa. So can you please fill the visa forms so that if you don't have an official passport, please go and get an official passport, because you need an official passport, or else you have to, there has to be a letter. It is every destination where you go to produce that letter. So it will be easy if all have got official passports. And have your IDs, ID photos, so that we've got our visas in time. I must say that there's very little time left. Of course, I think a visa takes to a minimum of 4 days to 8 days, I'm told. So let's have our photos in as soon as possible. Is there any other issue?
Even if you have an official passport,
you still need a visa because there was the. Oh, they've clarified that even if you have. Oh, okay.
I would have
okay, Honorable Al-Mursini, also help us better to pave the way for us. Honorable Wachi, is your hand up?
Yeah, I just want to know if we're filling in the forms and we have the photos, to who do we give it?
Give it to the committee secretary. Oh, our secretary is sick, Honorable Jaya. I mean, Pechaya is sick for today. She's been booked by the doctor since yesterday. She's sick. But she'll be with us next week. Sherin, she's helping us for today. So just leave all the information with Sherin or Johnny, our assistant.
We just have their numbers.
Because we're not going to finish yet.
Can they explain where can they be found and their numbers? Sherin? I can be contacted at 021-403-3714 or my cell number is 079-899-7001. Yeah, and I'm 799-7001-001.
Johnny.
What did you say then? From the vegetarian.
What,
me? 7001. That's correct. For you, Kula. Okay, any other? Okay, I'm going to give you my fax number also. It's 086-544. 086? Yes, ma'am. 544-5089. Any other issue members? None. Okay, is adjourned. Defer the notice.